McLeod is a professional saxophone player. While in high school, he developed an interest in jazz saxophone after hearing Charlie Parker's album, Now's the Time. Nathan graduated with a Bachelor's of Arts in Music Composition from the University of Arkansas. After being accepted into the University of Missouri-Kansas City Master's Program, Nathan moved to Kansas City to study with Bobby Watson, former alto saxophone player and musical director for Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He recorded his first album of original compositions as the final degree requirement for his Master's in Jazz and Studio Music. In 2009, he co-founded the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, a professional jazz orchestra that performs frequently.
Currently, I'm a member of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, which is the local big band around town. We've been together for a little over 3 years now, and I've played since the beginning. Aside from that, I play a lot of small group, mostly private parties, unfortunately. You know, quartet, trio. And then July 28th, I'll be playing in the KUAF Summer Jazz Series concert, the Composer's Showcase. We'll be featuring the music of one of my former professors, my composition professor, Dr. James Greeson.
The song Drop the Zero, performed live at Scarpinus by Nathan McLeod. The history of the saxophone can be traced back over 150 years. Although it seems like a long time, the saxophone is one of the newer instruments in the musical spectrum. It was invented by Antoine Joseph Sax. It has since become a necessity in every band due to its tonal beauty and versatility. Nathan talks about the instrument.
It offers just really different color. You know, the smaller saxophones like soprano saxophone, I think the sound is reminiscent of oboe or other double reed instruments. It's just a very different sound. And I think it's so different of a sound, that's probably why it hasn't been adopted into the orchestra. As well as, you know, just the fact that everybody sounds different on it. There's no standard of playing that's universally accepted by everybody. I'd say it's versatile. You can hear it in basically any music genre that I can think of. You know, they have Baroque transcriptions for saxophone that sound real nice. You do hear it in symphony orchestras. Obviously hear it in jazz, rock music. Pretty good history of saxophone players. I think it's a very adaptable instrument. You don't see too many oboes in rock bands.
The most popular saxophone is the alto one. And because of its size and weight, usually children can start learning the instrument at age 10 and upwards. Nathan explains why and describes the different types of the instrument.
Well, you really don't see, like you do with piano or violin, you don't see the really small children playing it. It's not really meant for a 3 or 4 year old to start out on. You know, I think it's better for them to maybe start on a recorder, you know, something similar just to get the fingerings and the embouchure down. Most people start in their early teens, and they usually start on the alto saxophone. Even that, you know, for a lot of kids at that age is a little big. There are many different types of saxophones. There are four commonly used saxophones, which would be the highest pitch would be the soprano, and then they get lower. They're separated by fourth or a fifth. The alto would be the next lowest, then followed by the tenor and the baritone. You can probably notice the differences. The soprano is the one that's usually straight. It kind of looks like a gold clarinet. The alto is a real common one. The tenor is a little bigger than the alto, but has a slight curve in the neck. And then the baritone actually has the neck curves in a crook. And it's a very, very large instrument. There are also other saxophones that are less common. There's a really tiny one called the sopranino, which is actually higher than soprano. And then there are some very low saxophones. There's the bass saxophone, which sounds an octave below the tenor, and it stands at about 4.5 feet tall. Then there's actually a contrabass saxophone, which is extremely rare. They're very expensive. I think it stands at around 7 feet tall, and obviously has to be played kind of sideways. And they also have what's called a C melody saxophone, which is right in the middle between alto and tenor. And it's kind of a gimmick. It's not a real common instrument. People invented them because saxophone's a transposing instrument, it makes it difficult to, say, read piano music or choral music. You have to actually transpose the music into a different key. So the C melody saxophone was meant for the amateur musician to be able to play music that was written for violin, flute, piano.
Being a successful jazz musician, Nathan knows really well the different styles and talks about bebop. Later on, he demonstrates the common range of the instrument as well as the extended one. And of course, he shows what he does best, which is to improvise on the instrument.
Well, one style of jazz that I studied quite a bit is bebop, you know, which is the genre of jazz that became real popular with Charlie Parker, you know, back in the early 40s. And basically, overall, what the bebop musicians do is they connect eighth notes together. Eighth notes are very common, and basically they're connecting the chord tones together by using eighth notes. So instead of playing a major scale, like a typical major scale would be... The way a bebop musician would play a major scale, they would just add one little note in there, and then it would connect the chord tones. You know, and it's just a little different. They just added one note in there. That note right there. You know, and that makes it sound the chord I'm playing, because basically the chord I'm playing is... And so I'm placing those chord tones, the 1, 3, and the 5, and the octave, on the beats, as well as the 6, which is... You know, and I'm just connecting those using the major scale and then that chromatic note in there. And so when you string a full chord progression together, you can really utilize those chromatic notes. Here's a typical blues. So the main thing I do is improvise music, and just to kind of show a little example of that, improvisation is basically theme and variations. You know, you're not really making up the music, you know, as a lot of people would believe. You're using a lot of phrases that you've practiced, and you're kind of reassembling the music based on the chord progression of the given tune. So I'll take a simple tune like Happy Birthday, and then I'll play through it once, you know, as everybody knows it, and then I'll play a few variations on it. And then at the end, you know, you always bookend the song by playing the original theme again. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Sophie Kidd.